Stanford's Board of Education postponed its vote this week on the 2026-27 school budget. Now it's going to hold a special meeting on May 19th to discuss and possibly vote on a final budget. The big concern, it seems, is the amount of job cuts in the superintendent's proposed budget. 60 full-time teaching positions and 12 paraeducators on the chopping block. Talking to us now is John Corcoran, president of the Stanford Education Association, about what is going on. Hey, John, were you in this meeting last night?
I was. I was on last night. Melissa, good morning. I've attended hundreds and hundreds of board meetings virtually and in person. Last night was one that I'll remember for a long time.
One for the record books? Why do you say that, John?
Well, it was... I think part of the problem was, you know, the central office administration from the superintendent and chief financial and chief academic officer, you know, wanted this budget voted on. And there's a twofold thing here, Melissa. One, for years and years, the Board of Ed, I'm going to use the term rubber stamped the budgets. So whatever the central office administration wanted, it was basically rubber stamped. I think with, as you know, and we've spoken, one, you had the change of the high school schedule. So that was, you know, late 2025, 2026. Then for the last number of months, you had the hiring of Dr. Talley as the new superintendent, which took a lot of time of the board. And then I think with the new board that you have, who are very inquisitive, ask questions, want to know. I mean, even I, in my meetings with these individuals from downtown, I couldn't get, I'm going to use the term straight answers. You know, I couldn't get, well, if you're cutting X amount of teachers, what are they? Where are they coming from? So the central office has always said this number of cuts, they're correct in the number of cuts they've been talking about, but they've been changing like a Rolodex changing as far as where, what building, what actual positions, you know. And last night, I'll give you an example. Last night, one of the things that was being cut was 11 special education / multilingual teachers. I've been asking for weeks, where, how many? I had no idea. Last night, they said it was going to be one special education teacher and 10 multi-language teachers. And that's news to us, right? It's news. You're dropping these bombs on us at the witching hour with 25, 26 days of school left, and the board's got questions. And I'd be honest, I told central office, I spoke to many board members, and I said, do us all a favor, put it on hold and start asking questions. So the union, as far as the SCA, although this backlogs what we have to do working with human resources to place people for next year, we had a way, do we do that and possibly not meet the contract that we're supposed to meet for our teachers, or ensure that we have a full understanding, and more important, that the board has a full understanding. The unions, the five unions, you know, your teachers, your administrators, paraeducators, parent facilitators, and security got together, spent hours and submitted it to the board in downtown of what areas could be cut before they cut teachers or staff members. Because in our opinion, the last thing that should be cut is anything in buildings where those individuals have direct contact with kids. You know, where
yeah.
are other areas?
Well, also, I mean, Stanford has notoriously, well, there's two things that stand out with Stanford. One, has notoriously continued to cut paraeducators. I mean, I feel like that is a news headline I have said way too many times until I'm like blue in the face. And the other thing is Stanford was literally called out at a state level for spending some of the highest amounts of money to place special education students out of the district. I want to say that Connecticut State, I want to say that there was a report saying that Stanford spends the most actually in the state. I don't know if I'm off kilter saying that, but it's either one of the highest, if not the highest amount of money spent sending kids in special ed out of the district.
There are a large number, and that was brought up last night. And like you, I don't know 100% fact that Stanford is the number one in the state, but Stanford certainly
it's up there.
Ranks among the top.
It's up
there.
Oh,
yeah.
I just don't understand how we can even justify cutting paraeducators, anything else. But I don't even understand how that logically. And the other thing, John, that I was reading was there was a budget put forward in February by the Board of Ed that was a completely different plan. In fact, it reinstated some 50 or so jobs. I mean, the complete opposite of what has been put forward by the superintendent.
Well, the jobs that the Board of Ed wanted to put back, the elementary music program for one and so on, they were placed back into the budget. Here's the problem that I see it. Now, again, I can only speak for the SEA, its teachers, although I'm aware of what else goes into that budget and the surrounding staff. They want to cut 59.6, teacher jobs. They'll go and tell you that 20 of the jobs are phantom jobs, they'll call them, because of the high school schedule. When they put out in the public back in January that it was going to cost about $3 million or they were going to need to add 30 jobs to the high school in order to go back to the AB schedule, they didn't come to us. They just made a bold statement out there without coming to us to see were we willing to go back to the class caps and not to go down that road and take that time. But we kept saying it's impossible. It's going to cost $3 million. Maybe a million? Maybe? Well, it comes in at just under $1 million. The narrative that spread from downtown, and they gave that narrative to the Board of Finance knowing they had a memorandum of agreement over the high school schedule. And in the meantime, if somebody went back and looked at that meeting in March of the Board of Finance, they berated the Board of Education and my high school teachers saying they should take a cut in pay over something that was non-existent. They were given the wrong information. That was a hard pill to swallow. And as I said to the powers that be downtown when we met the other day about the budget, it's a hard pill for teachers to swallow and staff to swallow when you're saying, well, we lost 838 roughly students in the last year or so, leaving Stanford or those not coming in as they were coming in, and 131 plus teachers. See, this is where they, I'm going to say, mislead. They cut those jobs. They don't cut bodies. So they mentioned it last night. The odds are we won't lose any teachers, any bodies. But now I'm going to lose another 40, 50, 60 teaching jobs, which in the last 3 years, Melissa, will mean 131 teachers in Stanford. Positions have been eliminated from the budget. And when you look at it at about $100,000 with salary and benefits and multiply that out, times 131 teachers, you just do the math. It's mind-boggling that staff salaries and staff insurance, which does make up the majority, out of $12.1 million they were looking to cut, roughly 10.7 comes from that area. I don't think, based on my conversations and everything, and they brought it up last night, and the superintendent said they did do the digging. I don't know how much digging they did to look into other areas, programs and such, supply, all these things that possibly could be cut before they look at cutting, as you said, paraeducators, security workers, teachers. That's the problem that we run into. These people have direct impact on six, that's going to drop a little below 16,000, but call it 16,000 students' educations.
John Corcoran is here, who's the president of the Stanford Education Association, which is part of the Connecticut Education Association, the largest teachers union in the state. And we're talking about Stanford still doesn't have a school budget approved. They actually delayed the vote. And I have a couple of questions, John. So first of all, it was announced at the end of the legislative session that the state was going to give financial aid for education and municipal reasons. Stanford, and again, this is a quick fix, to be clear, but Stanford got $1.4 million from the state. And I'm curious where that money, that's specifically for education, that there's a whole other $1.5 million going to town, city aid. But education-wise, the state's just handing $1.4 million over to Stanford, and I'm wondering where that money is going. Granted, again, it's a quick fix, but why it would then lead to this, it sounds like, massive budget cut, potentially.
Well, you're correct. It's about 1.4, and if we recall from that meeting again with the Board of Finance agreed to make the Stanford Board of Education whole at $2 million, so they're going to put in roughly $600,000. That 1.4 is pretty much earmarked. We were just talking about before the break for special education. A lot of that money is supposed to go towards special education. I'm not exactly sure at this point where the rest of it will go.
I don't even know what that means when they say it's going to special education, because that makes me kind of laugh.
So it's supposed to go for special education for students. It could be geared to help outplacements of students. It could be geared towards the hiring of more special education teachers, which we all know is a very difficult undertaking for any district in this day and age.
But also that's funny because we're going to cut paraeducators, but we're going to hire special educators. Sorry, yeah. I don't mean to be a jerk, but it's like, wait, so we're going to cut people,
and you're right.
It's
up in the air right now as far as where that money will go.
Okay.
It's my understanding that, you know, Mrs. Beldotti, who's in charge of teaching and learning and everything, will work with the board and work with her team as to where legally that funding can be placed and how it can be placed. So I'd be remiss to tell you I know exactly. It's too early to know exactly where that's going to go. How much of a dent did it make in the overall budget? It's funneled in. So that $12 million that the board needed to find after the Board of Finance made their cut, in theory, comes down to about a $10.1 million cut. There's a little variance, you know, in that. The problem that we all have here is, and, you know, I can't beat it up enough, Melissa, is Stanford has a tradition. Experience shows this, that their answer to everything is to cut staff. It goes back years and years and years. They will claim, though, that, you know, they in 2020, they saved when there was a proposed 120 staffing cuts, that they saved them all. You know, I will say I'll give kudos to the superintendent last night when she said, you know, that HR and the union work hard to ensure that everybody gets placed somewhere. That is true. And I appreciate that comment by her. But the problem is central office puts us in this predicament to begin with. We're a penny wise and a pound foolish when it comes to spending money in the direction we need to spend it here in the city, in my opinion, that best helps to fund education of our students so that every one of the 16,000 students can be successful as she or he can be. And again, I'm going to complete this mantra again. It starts in the buildings. Unfortunately, we have people working downtown that haven't taught in the classrooms making these decisions, and we are not included. Doesn't mean. So what I said is, and I know with time that you have, I said to Mrs. Beldotti the other day, I will hope it's a, you know, we can beat up the past, right, Melissa? We can go back and beat up all the years in the past. Why? What good is that going to do anybody?
Right.
We hope with the new Dr. Talley and the new superintendent that we have a more cohesive, collaborative undertaking, where I said to Mrs. Beldotti, I hope in September, as you start planning the budget for the following year, right, 27-28, that you bring in the stakeholders, that you bring in the unions. If you recall, and a lot of people have forgotten, under Dr. Starr, back a number of years ago, we had a community budget sessions where all stakeholders, parents, Board of Ed members, teachers, admin, paraeducators, sat in the boardroom several times throughout the course of the budget season. Everybody took a chunk. Everybody looked at it. Now, it wasn't perfect because nothing's perfect, but you didn't have these issues.
Right. You had people come to the table so you could collectively come up with what at least seemed like took everybody's sort of thought into account and at least had more perspectives than just central office. This is going to be an interesting one. And again, you know, the timing of it is interesting, too, because we're kind of up against the clock And next month, your current superintendent is done with the job, is leaving. And I know you already have a new superintendent that's going to be, you know, taking over and everything. But I could tell you from, and John knows because I've texted him, I've heard from teachers in Stamford in the last couple of weeks. They're worried. They're concerned. And I was not surprised to see that cuts were coming. But I was pleasantly surprised to see that the board said, no, we're not ready to vote on this right now. We need more answers. So that was very encouraging. And so we'll definitely see what happens at this special meeting next week. And John, always appreciate you coming on to talk to us about the very latest with Stamford and education stories there. And we'll be in touch with you, certainly, see what comes out of that meeting. Thank you so much.